Welcome to Day by Day. Today is Wednesday. It's Worldview Wednesday. Jeff Myers says that worldviews are like belly buttons. Everyone has them, but we don't talk about them very much. But as Christians, we are called to engage and even dismantle competing worldviews to the Christian worldview. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 says, "We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ." Colossians chapter 2, verse 8 says, "See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ." So, what exactly is a worldview? Well, a worldview is like a pair of glasses. A worldview is the way in which we view the world, and the glasses are the lens through which we see and make sense of the world around us. Jeff Myers defines it a bit more technically whenever he writes that a worldview is a pattern of connected ideas and beliefs and convictions and habits that help us make sense of God, the world, and our relationship to God and the world. So, how many worldviews are there out there? Well, there are just as many worldviews out there as books written and philosophies that are pontificated upon. So, how in the world are we going to have time to study each one of those in order to engage it and dismantle it and then provide a Christian worldview? What will our children do when they go off to college and they are bombarded with all different types of worldviews that explain the meaning of the universe in a different way or give an alternative to the life prescribed for the follower of Christ? Well, all of these questions help us understand just how important it is to know what our worldview as Christians really is and how we can discern another person's worldview. And by knowing those two things, we can know better how to share the gospel with them in a loving, truthful, and informed way. So, set a reminder on your cell phone to join us every Wednesday as we unpack the Christian worldview along with other competing worldviews that we find prevalent in America today. But when you pray today, please remember Hannah McClellan, one of our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Yakyusa LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Malawi and Tanzania.